Do you think the world is getting better or worse? Unsurprisingly, a huge majority of people today believe the world is getting worse. Maybe this global pessimism is the result of a culture bathed in bad news, or maybe we inherently know the earth-shaking truth presented at the heart of this book. Something is deeply wrong with our planet, and we are powerless to fix it. The great controversy not only unveils the origin of human degradation, but also discloses the titanic struggle raging below the din of pandemics and peril, corruption and carnage, murder and mayhem. In this astonishing work, you will discover that evil has a face, good has a champion, and sin has an end. If you want to prepare for the end of this world and the glorious world to come, you must read this book. Join the campaign to distribute millions of copies of The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White to people in and around your communities. Contact your local church for more information or text us at +27 73 470 3520. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And now we're turning our attention to chapter 33 of The Great Controversy. And those of you who've been listening throughout, you understand how important it is for us to understand the contents of the book. And the good pastor has agreed to come and join us and be part of this chapter as we study it. Pastor Meshack Ndola, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate for inviting me to be part of this great movement and as well to discuss on this powerful book, the book of the year, The Great Controversy. Thank you very much. I really appreciate.
Today we're talking about the first great deception. Very interesting topic. Quite frankly, I would have loved to interview you on this all day long, but we won't have that time. We have, 10, 15 minutes together? So I'm going to leave you to it. Give us the first part, because we have five parts to the chapter. I'm hoping in these five parts, you'll be able to answer some of the questions that I have. Go ahead, Mfundisi. You can take over.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I've loved the way chapter 33 brings it in. I would suggest that it would have been the first part in the book, Great Controversy. The chapter 3 gives us exactly Genesis chapter 3 on the fall of man, But the author of this book, Great Controversy, she decided to start with the destruction of Jerusalem, And then in chapter 33, that's where now she brings in the fall of man. Or let me say that's when she brings in the great deception. Now, first and foremost, I want us to understand what deception is before we get deep into understanding chapter 33. We have first to establish the way that she has used, the greatest author, I love, by the way, the way she has put it, the first great deception. That is the title. It doesn't matter the book that you are using, but the titles are always the same, the first great deception. And here it is. We are discovering that with an earlier history of man's existence, Satan began his effort to deceive our race, to deceive the human race. Now, you discover that deception and falsehood is different. I mean to say, deception and a lie, it may be the same, but there are some differences between the two terms, a lie and a deception. Now, Ellen White decided to use the word deception. The word deception is, for example, I can give a short brief on deception. Before I got converted into Adventism, my parents and I were raised up in New Apostolic Church. And in New Apostolic Church, there was a session which they used to call a departure service. Well, in this departure service, there is a deception which I'm trying to bring close to what Ellen White has written here, the first deception. What is in that service is we were told to pay money for those who have died. For example, I lost my father, and my father died in sin. And then I'm given the privilege while I'm still alive to pay something that will be able to help the person who has died in sin to transition like purgatory in a Catholic. But in a new apostolic church, they call it departure service. And now, we used to do that. Up to date, mom is still doing that because she's not an Adventist. For our conscience was clear and clean that we are doing the right thing. Paying money was part of it, that we can redeem our beloved one who have died in sin. Now, Ellen White comes in and brings the greatest deception. That is how people are being deceived, of what is false, but presenting it in a manner that it may seem or it may appear to be correct. And this is how deception is. You cannot know that you are being deceived. No one knows when they are being deceived. No one is aware about it, that they are being deceived, until they come out of the deception. That's when they're able to say, oh, this was a deception. And then the eyes of the person now comes back to its normal, the mind comes back to its senses, and now realize, oh, this was a deception. And this is how I can maybe establish our discussion for this day. Yes, maybe you have something to say. Hello?
Yes, Mfundis, I'm trying to get an understanding of when we talk about these whole, how do I put it, the deceptions. Are these deceptions prescribed? Is there something that has been said that we can be able to understand before we get lost in these deceptions?
Oh, thank you very much for that good question. In fact, in the same book, as we are getting closer and read line by line, we discover that Adam and Eve were warned. Adam and Eve were perfectly warned by holy beings that there is a fallen being, there is an angel who has fallen, and be on guard, be on watch. Watch so that you cannot be deceived or you cannot fall. So always God gives us a warning, and then it is us now, the power of choice, to choose whether to obey the warning or to decide to listen to the other side, which can be a dangerous to our lives. So there are always guidelines that God has put for his people in order for his people to be protected and safeguarded. That's how maybe I can come in to answer that question.
So if we can say, perhaps we can look at the whole week, and perhaps you will be able to answer some of my questions during the week, Mfundis. I'm going to ask that perhaps you do your summary, and then if I have any questions at the end of the week, I'll then ask those questions. I don't want to preempt some of the things you're going to be saying and then interrupt the flow of your plan for the whole week. Is that okay, Mfundis?
That is very fine. That is very fine.
Okay.
So maybe as we are about to conclude, how many minutes have we remained with now?
We have 5 minutes, Mfundis.
Oh, 5 minutes. The way deception is, if the person will come in the real color, if the person will come and share with you exactly the same thing that you really know that this is not right, you will disagree to it. So Satan revealed himself in a different way that he can deceive Eve. Satan could not come as an angel, as the way they were warned that there's a fallen being. Eve would have not accepted it. But Satan decided to use another media to come and deceive. Now, when you look at it, Ellen White said, let me read this quotation. Had Satan revealed himself in his real character, he would have been refused. I mean, he has been rejected at once. For Adam and Eve had been warned against dangerous foe, but he worked dark that he may more effectively accomplish his objective. So what he did was, instead of coming in real as they were warned, he decided to use the media and go very well. Now look at the language, the way he's phrasing it. I'm sure tomorrow that's when we can start from, because of the period that you have been given. Now, when you get back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, the question that was posed to Eve, Eve would have decided to just get precautions and says, wow, I think this is what the angels warned us. This is what God warned us. I think the words were clear, but the way this animal is talking, by the way, you are able to see an animal talking, and then the person stands and start interacting with the animal. Now listen to what he said. Has God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? I'm sure from here, our senses could be open up, and I'm sure the mind of Eve could just open and say, no. I think the angel of God cannot come and question on God's instruction. Eve would have just realized, no. The way we have been interacting with angels, none of them has ever questioned what God has instructed us to obey. But Eve decided not to refrain from entertaining into an argument with the serpent, with the devil, but Eve, she would actually gladly receive those words and now start having a dialogue. Yeah, and another picture maybe I can bring in on deception. It is Balaam, you know, a horse talking, a donkey talking, and then Balaam could even respond back. You see the way deception is. When a person is being deceived, yeah, it's like the eyes and the brain, both of them, they are numb. Their eyes have become blind. You can't even see. The brain can't function well. And the Balaam could even respond, says, I would have killed you. But I'm sure that could be one of the reason to say, no, I think this conversation is a strange conversation. But hence, what we are seeing here is Eve decided to have a dialogue with the enemy, and we'll be able to see as the chapter follows what will come next. Okay. In the next few series.
All right. How I wish I could sit you down, Mfundisi, because one of the questions that is now peaking in my mind is anything too hard for the Lord? Why should talking to animals be something strange? Is anything too hard for the Lord? But I don't want you to answer that question, Mfundisi, because we are really out of time, and perhaps you will be touching on it during the week. But I won't ask you that you give us a closing prayer, and then we'll listen to what you have to give us tomorrow, Mfundisi. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate for this time. Maybe we can pray together. Father, we give glory and honor to your holy name, that before we existed, you knew us. And Lord, you didn't choose to take us to other planets where there's no sin, but you chose us to bring us into this world where there's sin, that we'll be able to reflect your image to the fullest, and also be able to open our eyes to any deception that will not be deceived, especially in these last days. We thank you for the Adventist World Radio and all the workers. My prayer is, Lord, may you bless them, bless all their plans, and continue, Lord, speaking to many people through the radio. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow and more explication of chapter 33 of The Great Controversy. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, too.
Do you think the world is getting better or worse? Unsurprisingly, a huge majority of people today believe the world is getting worse. Maybe this global pessimism is the result of a culture bathed in bad news, or maybe we inherently know the earth-shaking truth presented at the heart of this book. something is deeply wrong with our planet, and we are powerless to fix it. The great controversy not only unveils the origin of human degradation, but also discloses the titanic struggle raging below the din of pandemics and peril, corruption and carnage, murder and mayhem. In this astonishing work, you will discover that evil has a face, good has a champion, and sin has an end. If you want to prepare for the end of this world and the glorious world to come, you must read this book. Join the campaign to distribute millions of copies of The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White to people in and around your communities. Contact your local church for more information or text us at +27 73 470 3520. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.